Sairam, dear listeners, greetings from Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of ultimate peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. You are tuned to Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Invoking Bhagwan's presence and seeking his blessings. Dear listeners, today, as always, I am joined by Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the files from the audio console, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. Today is 31st of October, and the time right now in our studio is 11:10 a.m. The weather here is quite pleasant and cool. It's a mixture of both the sun and cloud. Well, now I have got something nice to share with all of you. Before we go further, let me share a wonderful news. The first anniversary of Radio Sai's Shivam Digital Studios in Hyderabad falls on November the 4th this month. On November 3rd, which is Diwali Day and also a Sunday, for the first time ever, we will air live for 3 hours from the Shivam Digital Studio at Hyderabad from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Telugu programs, and invite you to tune in to Radio Sai's Telugu stream on that day. So, dear listeners, the studio at Shivam, Hyderabad, is one of Radio Sai's satellite studios in the city, producing Radio Sai's Telugu program. So, please join us on the coming Sunday, November 3rd, for live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from the Shivam Digital Studio at Hyderabad. The Telugu programs will be broadcast live. So coming back, as I said, this is a segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment we talk about the various service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees everywhere all around the globe. Well, last week, dear listeners, if you are there with me, you may remember that we heard in this segment about the wonderful relief and rehabilitation work done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization during India's worst natural disaster that happened in Uttarakhand this year in the month of June. And for this I had played the conversation with few members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, that is Mr. Raju Chopra, the State President of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, and with Dr. Kishori Lal, Colonel Yogendra and Mr. Tushar. So, dear listeners, we have over the months brought for you conversation with many members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization about the service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees there. In the process, we realize how Swami's inspiration is eternal and internal. It does not depend on things outside like most people imagine. These men and women may not have the chance of seeing Swami and receiving appreciation from Swami physically, but still they continue to come here and offer their services silently and sincerely. This is because the self-satisfaction one gets from selfless service cannot be got through any other activity. This is what Swami has proved to us through the Sevadal. When we see the happiness and fulfillment in their faces, when we interact with them, we understand that true receiving is in giving, and in giving selflessly. Every year in the months of October and November, devotees from the state of Tamil Nadu pour into Prashanti to do seva, that is Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam. Listeners, for those of you who are not familiar with the geography of India, Tamil Nadu is one of the neighboring states to Andhra Pradesh, and it is only second to Swami's native state in receiving his blessings. Swami's association is almost as old as the Sai Avatarhood itself. Swami visited Madras, now Chennai, in early 1940s. The first Shirdi temple to have a statue of Shirdi Baba was established by Bhagwan in Madras. Every year, for many, many years, Swami spent the summer months in Ooty and Kodaikanal in Tamil Nadu. In fact, the first ever public discourse that Bhagwan delivered was in the town of Karur in Tamil Nadu, way back in 1947. The list that proves the connection between the Sai avatar and this state is endless. And so I will not go into all the details, but I would like to add that the Sai organization in this state too was personally nurtured by Bhagavan for many, many years. And that makes the group coming for Seva varied too. There are those who are visiting Prashant Nilayam for the first time, and there are those who are from families who will easily have three generations of Seva Dals. So, to talk about the various service activities which Bhagavan's devotees are undertaking in the state of Tamil Nadu, and also to talk about the Prashanti Seva done by Swami's devotees from Tamil Nadu here at Prashanti Nilayam, I had requested the Seva Dal coordinator for the state of Tamil Nadu, Mr. K.M. Rao, to have a conversation with me, and a couple of days back we had recorded this conversation. So today in this segment, the highlight of the segment will be the conversation with Mr. K.M. Rao, which I'll be playing for you right now. So let's listen to the various service activities that Bhagavan's devotees in Tamil Nadu are undertaking, and also about the Prashanti Seva that the Tamil Nadu state takes in Prashanti Nilayam. And so let's listen to Mr. K.M. Rao. Sai Ram sir, and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Thank you very much, Sai Ram. I'm very grateful to Bhagavan for having given this chance to speak on Radio Sai.
So Bhagavan has often in his divine discourses said that Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, Gram Seva is Rama Seva, Nara Seva is Narayan Seva, and Jana Seva is Janardana Seva. Like in short, service to man is service to God. So now, inspired by Bhagavan's teachings on service, Bhagavan's devotees all around the world are take up some of the other service activities in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. And we also have aptly named this segment as Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we talk about the service activities that Swami's devotees are involved in. So today, I'm very happy to have you here for... You are the state service coordinator for the state of Tamil Nadu.
Yes.
So we want you to talk about the service activities that Swami's devotees are involved in the state of Tamil Nadu. So the highlight of today's conversation will be that.
Yeah.
But let's keep it for a while from now. To begin with, sir, at the very outset, you please tell us, how and when did you first come to Swami, and what inspired you to join the Satya Sai organization and take up many service activities?
You see, my grandmother and my parents were already devotees of Bhagavan. Mm. They have come very early in 50s. And then it's a natural thing that I have followed them. Mm. I'm very grateful to them for having brought me to Swami.
Yes.
I really came to Prashanti Nilayam and had a darshan of Bhagavan in 59.
Okay.
Mm. That time we had to trek through the Chitravati River from Bukkapatnam.
Mm.
I had a darshan. And there's no doubt I was started believing Bhagavan as God.
So in just the first look, believing Swami as God.
Yes.
Oh, that's in fact a very good blessing.
Yes, that is because of parents and...
And you said you came to Swami in the year 1959, right, sir? How was Prashanti Nilayam that time?
That time, nothing was there in the compound wall, nothing was there. There used to be few huts outside. In the veranda, we used to be about 50 people sitting for darshan. But even then, for 50 people to have an interview or anything, is it will take sometimes weeks and months also. It depends on Swami's. The Swami will do darshan... while going for, you will come and give darshan, there used to be bhajan, and inside mandir, Swami used to come and sit. And Swami goes for his morning breakfast. He used to come to the veranda upstairs and give darshan again.
Mm.
And again going back to his room, again we will use Srihara Darshan. It was really good. And then the devotees can talk to Swami from down.
Okay.
They can tell their problems, or they are leaving, permission to leave the place. Swami used to tell from there, you would stay for one more day, two, don't go now, or go, he will bless them. Mm. Such was the closeness in those days. It was really good. But then in 1963, I got married. That is May 29th. Mm. On 4th June, we came here for his blessings. Swami gave us interview, and he took me in the spiral stairs and told me that not to have wavering faith, and then told me that you are not happy with the present job and you will get a better job. Mm. And it happened, did happen. He blessed all the people. That was really thrilling in those days. And since then, whenever Swami came to Chennai, I used to attend his discourses.
So slowly you started taking up service activities also?
I was too preoccupied with cricket particularly. Okay. I wanted to become some important player.
Okay.
Was coached by Colonel C.K. Naidu in Rajkumari Amrit Kaur coaching scheme. I thought I was fairly talented, but it was not so. I was continuing, but so I missed my all service activities in the early ages. I would have been very close to Bhagavan.
Yes.
But I repent now for having not jumped into action that time. But I think it's Bhagavan's will. Later on, I have joined. See, I was transferred from Chennai to Hyderabad.
Okay.
Shivam. Opposite Shivam is my place of work. It so happened it's Bhagavan's will. In my meditation once, Swami asked me to go and join on 6th. And I went and joined on 6th. And 9th September 1982. There was a conference in Shivam. I didn't know at that time. It was for recruiting Sevadal volunteers.
Okay.
I filled up my form immediately. Since then I never looked back.
So that year you were enrolled as Sevadal.
Sevadal, okay. Really Sevadal.
So that year onwards you started coming to Parthi for Prashanti Seva?
Every year there used to be two or three or four times visits to Prashanti for Seva.
Oh.
Yes. Then we used to come in those days. Sometimes for all festivals from Andhra we used to come about 50 people to take up some service activity. And Swami wanted that from Hyderabad.
So from the year 1982, every year you have been coming to Puttaparthi for Prashanti Seva, right?
Every year, sir. Not even after certain incidents, even then, that year also I came.
So it's more than 30 years now.
No, more than 30 years.
And you are very elderly also. How old are you, sir?
I'm 78 years old.
Okay. So you have been so much experienced in Seva now. So as we go on in the conversation, we want you to tell many gems of wisdom for the youth to inspire them to take up service activities. So after that, what happened? So you please tell us some of the earlier service activities that you took in Hyderabad, right?
Yes. We used to do a lot of services in orphanages, then old age homes.
Mm.
Then luckily, during my time there, two institutions of Bhagavan were built. One was Satisai Vidya Vihara school.
In Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. And the other one, Satisai Negamagavam.
Mm.
Both are big buildings, structures. Then we used to engage in work, seva there in the construction. Whenever it's possible, we used to gather the sevadal and whatever work we can do, other than real construction like masons and other things, but other support activities we used to do, lot of work.
Mm.
Very good time we had, and Swami visited three times for Hyderabad.
Oh,
that time we had to organize for Swami's visit, sevadal, and fortunately, it's Bhagavan's grace, I was given the opportunity to lead the sevadal there. So it's a great opportunity. And then we used to take the team of Sevadal to Bhadrachalam for Sitarama Kalyanam.
Mm.
and do service there also. Such activities, and we have built, increased number of samitis in, earlier there used to be one Hyderabad.
Okay.
They used to call Hyderabad. Samiti, one samiti. Swami permitted. Other cities, each samiti will contain so much certain area and all that, but Hyderabad only one samiti. But then we then divided into number of zones, and during my time only we then increased the numbers. More facilities were provided for people to attend bhajans. It was a good time at that time. And during that time, my stay there, Swami has blessed Anantapur with the water project. It's a huge task.
The Sri Satya Sai drinking water project.
Drinking water project, Anantapur.
In the year 1990s, right?
1990s.
1994, I think.
94, yes, 94, correct. That time I was helping from Hyderabad along with other group of purchase of pipes, all those materials required. It was sourced from Hyderabad only, and then with the approval of the Central Trust.
For the water project.
Yes. Whatever work, there used to be a lot of work to do there, and that was a major activity that time.
Yes.
One day, I left my house in Skota, and taking the papers for that project, and on the way, in an apartment, I have to hand over some papers to one Sevadal, third floor. I entered the compound, that is Vinayak Chaturthi day. Some boys were playing there. I just entered, opened the lift door, and then casually entered inside. And then fell headlong down. There is no lift.
Oh my God.
The boys played some tricks there. With switches and all.
So there was no lift and you fell down.
Fell down straight headlong. I thought I'm finished. There will be springs and concrete and all that, no?
Yes.
I could not breathe because my lungs were compressed. Then the children shouted, "Uncle has fallen down, uncle has fallen," and they all came and they rushed and slowly pulled me out, but breathless. Fortunately, with Bhagavan's grace, I had not removed my helmet. I did not realize that.
Okay. So in Skota you are wearing the helmet. With the helmet itself you
went. With the helmet I want to finish off the work quickly and go over that.
So there was no head injury.
No head injury. Practically nothing was there. It's Bhagavan's real divine intervention.
Yes, really.
I lived.
No. In fact, when we do Swami's work, he will take care of us.
Take care of
fully.
That. Correct. And then, though the bones were compressed in my chest, the doctor told me that there are no fractures after X-ray. That is also his intervention. Then I determined, Swami has saved my life. So I said, I will not hesitate to or look back to in doing any seva. Because further life is given by Swami only to do seva.
Yes, nice. Very inspiring. So from Hyderabad, you used to bring sevadals to Puttaparthi for Swami's darshan.
Yes, yes. We used to come for seva.
Prashanti seva.
Prashanti seva and other festivals also.
Can you share some incidents where Swami spoke to you directly about seva?
Raman Rao Garu was our leader, guru there. Then once he asked me, the youth of Hyderabad are regularly, Swami has developed them. They are very good devotees. They got enough energy to carry out any work.
Yes.
So Swami liked them. We used to call them regularly, and then they used to come back and do some their own work. They will plan their own seva activities and do nothing to. They are not coming in the organization.
Okay.
So Raman Dagar asked me to take these leaders, youth, Vice Srinivas and some others, and go and if Swami calls for interview, just go. But sorry, he didn't tell me anything. Then Swami called us for interview. So we were inside, and then Swami was joking with them, talking with them nicely. They were playing with him. And that time, then I asked Swami, Swami, these youth should be in our organization or they should be separate?
Separate means they take up service activities separately.
Separately, independently.
Yes.
Because we want to know whether they should remain in the organization and work. And then Swami said, it can be like that or this, but it's better one big elephant is in front of small elephants. That means they should be in the organization and then...
So organization is the big elephant.
Bigger.
Referred to.
Correct. That was in 1994.
Okay.
During that time, during the interview, you gave me this ring.
He materialized
the ring and then put it in my finger. I was really happy. But then, I never desired for any such things, but if at all I put a ring, I used to think that only Swami should give me a ring, I'll put. I am putting that. But this accident happened to me after Swami gave me the ring.
That lift accident?
Yes.
Okay.
Swami has saved me. This is
The ring is like a protection for you.
That's correct. Yes. I saved by that.
So, for many years you were in Hyderabad. Then when you were shifted to Tamil Nadu?
1996, I came to Tamil Nadu.
Okay. So, when you were in Hyderabad, what were you in the organizations?
I was Sevadal coordinator there. But not the state, but Hyderabad. But whenever in Prasanthi Seva, I used to lead them.
So, for the state of Andhra Pradesh, you were the Sevadal coordinator?
Almost like that.
Okay. So, then you shifted to Tamil Nadu. When was it? What? How it happened?
No, actually I lived in Tamil Nadu earlier, since 52.
You were born and brought up in Tamil Nadu?
From 52 onwards. My house is there, and we settled down there. Then after retirement I decided to come back.
Okay.
In spite of all the people in Hyderabad and others pressed me to stay back in Hyderabad. And since then, immediately I joined as a Sevadal. This is what I want to tell. You are holding a position and never hesitate to come back to the grassroots level and work as Sevadal. So you are a leader. And then again, I wanted to do that and show it as an example to others. Joined as Sevadal. Then Bajra Mandali Kanyana, then Samiti Kanyana, again.
Again, when you joined organization in Tamil Nadu?
Tamil Nadu.
You joined as a Sevadal?
Sevadal.
Okay. Even though you were a Sevadal coordinator in Andhra Pradesh?
Yes, and up to Zili, I joined as a Sevadal. And rose to step by step and with Bhagavan's grace. You know, now he has put me in this position. Of all the, whatever achievements I had, this designation, State Service Coordinator, is the best title I cherish. Really.
Now, sir, Bhagwan has very often blessed the state of Tamil Nadu. Like, the city of Chennai is one of the earlier cities that Swami visited, other than Bangalore. Then many temples and bhajan mandalis Swami himself has inaugurated in Tamil Nadu. And then, in fact, it seems the first official discourse, divine discourse of Bhagwan was in the year 1947 in Karur. In Tamil Nadu.
Yes. That's what I heard. Yeah, I read about it also.
And also, when the Vrindavan hostel was under construction, for a couple of years, the summer course was shifted to Swami's school in Ooty. And now, so Bhagwan has very much blessed the state of Tamil Nadu. Can you share some of Swami's visits to the state of Tamil Nadu?
Yeah, in fact, our national vice president now, Mr. Rauni, always tells Swami is born in Tamil Nadu. Because at that time, composite state.
In the year 1926 when Swami was born?
Born. It was a composite state.
Yeah, Andhra, Tamil Nadu, everything was together.
Yes. So he is not in Andhra only.
Yes.
But Swami has really told all over Tamil Nadu. There are so many old devotees, a lot of liking to Swami. There was one Lokanath Mudlaya in Triplicane. He had and he was severely ill. He was almost in the bed, and he felt he may not survive. That time, Swami's car came, Swami came to his house, never visited earlier.
Which year was this?
Maybe 1940, maybe 45.
Early 1940s, when Swami was just in his teens, I think.
Teens, he must be in teens. He just walked in and told Murali, you are all right, you will be all right, and he blessed him, and next day he was all right. And then Swami, he went to Swami, saw Swami there, and then after that, Murali decided to go to Prasanth Nilayam.
So when Swami had gone to his house, nobody knew anything about Swami?
No, nobody knew. Then, at that time, he also told him that there is a place in Gindi. Mudaliar's land is there. That land has been occupied by somebody else, a tantric fellow, and not allowing to take back the land. He was in a dilemma what to do with that. Then Swami told him there is a place he pointed out and told him to dig up there and remove all the things from there. Tantric has put some things there, all bones and all those things were there.
An occultist, tantric, yeah.
Then they have done that. That fellow has run away and land has come back to him. So Murliar went there to Prasanth Nilayam and prayed to Bhagavan that he will build a residence for Swami there whenever he visits Chennai. Then Swami asked him, no, not residence, I'll tell you, build a mandir there.
Temple, mandir.
Then he went ahead, he built a mandir there. The first Bhajana Mandali was started there only.
Okay.
1946, I think. There is a plaque there. Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba inaugurated this Bhajana Mandali. There is a story that there is the Vigram, that is the idol, is a Shirdi Sai idol.
Okay.
And that also Bhagavan has sent it. How you know? There is a Madhuravantakam near Chennai, one sculptor is there. He has offered his services to do the idol. And then he made the idol in black stone and then left it and went away. He didn't take any money or anything and vanished. It is very, very good temple, very powerful. Thousands of people visit on Thursdays because it's industrial area. So thousands of people come there.
So Swami himself had told to install Shirdi Sai Baba idol?
Yes, yes. Swami has advised.
And Swami himself installed the idol?
No, it was installed, and the Swami, when he visited, then I believe he raised it and put Navaratnams under that, and also he created a chakram and put there.
In fact, I heard it seems Swami had declared at that time that he will be infusing his vital force into the image.
Yes.
And
still, it is there.
So the prana pratishta, they call it, right? So instilling life in an idol.
Yeah, really, it's very powerful, and I told you, thousands of people around that place, they visit that.
So now, any other visits you can share with us? In fact, the second Atirudra Mahayajna that Swami had conducted was in Chennai, right?
Yeah, it was a fantastic event. And the place also was chosen by Swami. It's such a place that the road approaching that is a blind end to that area. That road is 100 feet wide road. Both sides, avenue trees are there. And whenever Swami came all those days for Atirudram, both the sides you will see thousands of people. Just like Rajpath.
Okay.
Swami's car comes from there. It is thrilling. Because I used to be there outside. And both the sides of the road, there are thousands of people to have darshan. Every day. And it is a real festival time for all the people in Chennai. It's a great event that has taken place.
Among the many different drinking water projects, one of the main one was the Satya Sai Ganga drinking water project
Ganga.
for Chennai. Citizens of Chennai. So please tell about that.
Yeah, some Chennai people should be ever grateful for Swami. He declared in one of the anniversaries.
First anniversary of Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital, Whitefield, in the year 2002, yes.
Correct. That time, without anybody asking, no one has prayed to Bhagavan about that water and for Chennai. But in Bangalore, he chose to announce, I will see that these people of Chennai will never suffer for want of water here afterwards. The rich people are buying tankers, but poor people are drinking any water and then they are suffering from diseases.
Yes.
And then he has taken up the project. And there is a Kandaleru reservoir in Andhra. First, increase the height of the reservoir so that the flood water of Krishna water, Krishna river will be stored there. And then river burn. Earlier it was there, but its reservoir is there. It's not protected so nicely with the bund. Now the canal also is having so many leakages and growth, plant growth and all. Then Swami, with the Japanese technology, through L&T, got it done, the canal, so that the water just flows from Kandaleru River. The moment it is released, it will start flowing without any seepages. And the bund cannot be damaged easily. Then up to Andhra border, he has done that. Then later on, when the government of Tamil Nadu requested, the further that mark also is done, the water directly goes into Pundi reservoir. Earlier, we used to have very tough time for water. Whenever the lorry comes, then the hundreds of people behind the lorry to go with buckets to catch water. Now, since then, we never felt a water shortage.
So how is it now, sir?
Now also. So since then, actually, every year after Swami declared, along with this, rains also are regular.
Okay.
That's it. So if at all some problem comes up, it is because of human failure somewhere. Actually, they should maintain it. What Bhagavan God has given, they should maintain it well. That is it.
In fact, Swami declaring about the Chennai water project in Bangalore shows that Swami was always thinking about poor people and needy people.
And it is a cooperation between Karnataka, Maharashtra, Andhra, and these three states should give water and then to Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
So that is actually that unity, which is really the point there. Unity always liked Swami.
Yes.
See, once what happened, 23rd March 2000. 11. All India Prasanna Seva, it starts from 15 to 31st, and the two batches. So first batch over on 23rd. So 18 states leaders and Savadal were sitting in Ponchandra Hall for darshan, and I was leading there. And then I told Swami, from 18 states, Savadal have come and did their service, and they are going and sitting for your blessings. And all the leaders, 18 state leaders, they sat and gave either flour or rice or a cloth or something. I feel that Swami liked that unity of all these people doing. So he, in spite of at that time condition, he went round all the Sevadars. Everyone was happy. 1,000 gents and 1,000 mahilas. They were all thrilled by Swami's darshan that time. That's what the unity of all the...
In fact, in one of Swami's divine discourses, Swami had told that Sevadars are like petals of a flower.
Yeah.
Only when the petals come together, a beautiful flower is formed.
Blossoms.
Yeah. And then we can offer the flower at Bhagavan's lotus feet. In the same way, only when all the Sevadals come together and work in unity, can they do wonders.
It's shown that day Swami has really showed his love, immense love to all the people.
It makes Swami very happy.
Happy, unity. That's what it should be among all the states.
Yes. So, sir, later, after this drinking water project, in the year 2007, there was a citizens conclave in Chennai, right, sir?
Yes, correct. It was held in Nehru Stadium in Chennai, indoor stadium, and CMs of all these states, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, they all assembled, and then even from Bihar CM also came, and all the people, Swami liked that,
So all these chief ministers had gathered to show their gratitude to Swami.
Yes, they expressed their gratitude on behalf of the people of Chennai to Bhagwan.
Okay, so now let's come to the Prashanti Seva from the state of Tamil Nadu.
Yes.
So how often people come and how many people come? Give some statistics.
Yeah, with the divine grace of Bhagwan, Tamil Nadu state is blessed to seva in the abode of Bhagwan three times in a year.
Mm.
First we do it along with other states in March.
Okay.
And then in May, we do for 15 days. And again in October, November, for 1 month, independently.
Mm-hmm.
So three times we get the chance. We have the chance to... The abode is in our hands. Mm-hmm. Several hands. That's really grateful. We are grateful to Bhagavan for that. And everyone is happy to come and do seva. We wait for that.
Yes. In fact, in the month of May, it will be very hot here at Prashanti Nilayam.
Yeah.
But still, I have seen many of the youngsters coming in the month of May. Even though they have got vacation, it's holiday for the school and college, still they come and do seva. Can you tell something, sir? Like, what makes them to come and do seva?
That's what, they forego their vacation to go to any other places with their parents. But then, all those children who come, boys and girls, they want to come here and do seva because they have been undergoing Balukas classes and they are listening to about Swami and they realize that doing seva here, they will get the blessings of Bhagavan.
Mm.
And nothing else is important for them. In fact, if you ask them going to cinemas or some parks and all that, that does not really interest them.
Mm.
Those who are coming for the seva.
At such an early age, it's very
early age.
Swami always says, start early, drive slowly, reach safely.
In fact, children below 17 years want to come and do seva, but we have to prevent that, They want to come and do seva, and the children doing, we tell them, wait for 2 more years.
So it's basically the effect of Balvikas. And upbringing.
Yeah, upbringing. Parents may be devotees of Bhagwan and Balvikas.
Mm.
It is his project work for Balvikas.
Mm.
This is good.
Now, can you share some touching incidents that you have seen, like some transformations in the Sevadals?
Everyone has something that made them closer to Bhagwan.
Mm.
And anyone you ask, they say, why you are coming for seva repeatedly? I ask them. He said, how can that question never comes up? It is part of my life. If I don't come for seva, I feel guilty.
Okay.
Now why? Because Bhagavan is leading them in their life without any even if they have problems, they overcome them easily. They welcome the problems, they overcome. There's with Bhagavan's grace. There's one Marichami. He's a young boy. He's now working. And he was in Balvikas for a long time. He was in Balvikas and then he's in Samitis and all. But every birthday, he used to pray to Bhagavan and some Bhagavan will bless him. On his birthday. May 13th. Once it seems he was... On 13th, he was praying in front of Swami's photo with Abhayastam. And he told me that his Swami hand came forward and put Akshantra on his head.
Okay.
And then later on, I put him in Swami's residence during Prashant Seva. That was in 2011. And then on that day, he did Sastanga Namaskaram in the center door and prayed to Bhagwan to bless him. And then Akshantra fell from top.
Okay.
And rose petals also.
Mm-hmm.
And one Sevadal standing nearby, he saw they are falling down, making noise, and then he was very much thrilled.
This happened in 2011 May. So that time Swami had left his physical body.
Yes, after that.
But still Swami shows his presence to all, and this way we get inspired.
And he is a software engineer, but he will not take leave for any other purpose,
like
weddings or birthdays. He will keep this leave only for Prasant Seva, and when he applies for 10 days leave, then his boss will say, is it for Prasant Seva? That's how the youth should be.
Yes.
Many youth are, they have a lot of faith in Bhagavan, they know, they feel that the Bhagavan is their God, Daivam. But then this thing they should do, you know, they should see that they come for Seva, not taking leave for all other small things. And but only
first priority should be Swami.
First priority should be for Seva, Prasanna Seva.
Yes.
That's how youth should be. We do not know what happens afterwards, whether you will get this chance or not. This is the chance when you get, you should. You yearn for that and Swami will bless you. Yearn for that and Swami will definitely bless you. This Marichamma, we have removed him from there and put him somewhere else. Because, I know, a lot of crowd gathers to see this. Then there also, next year, 2012, there also in Swami's photo, when he prayed before her, he got same thing, vibhuti and all that. So he's blessed. So he's full 100% faith. Talking about 100% faith, I want to tell you about one Shanmugam from Coimbatore. He's our Sevadal. He works in our Sevadal canteen. Leader. Now, this man, after his marriage, after his first child, he started vomiting blood. Then the blood is not stopping, coughing and vomiting, and is not stopping. Then consulted many doctors. Finally, they said your lung is fully affected and all. Then Dr. Punyavan, he's from Coimbatore doctor. He was LDS Sevadal coordinator also. Then he told him, you have full faith in only Bhagavan can save you. By the time he knew about Bhagavan, he never had any. So much faith. But now when he told that is only Bhagavan can save you, nothing, then he put 100% faith in Bhagavan. Then Punyavan gave some injection. Then vomiting stopped. Then after he came to Patti, and then Prasant Nilayam had darshan and came back. Then after 1 year, he consulted another doctor. He said, Bhagavan has saved you, but that lung we have to remove. And they removed the lung. He said, okay, remove the lung. So he has got only one lung. After that, he decided to do seva. When Swami came to Kodaikanal, he was given the task of catering for food, cooking and all that. He has to prepare food for excursions. Swami will take boys for excursions.
Yes.
He was doing all that. So Swami called all the Sevadals working for a photograph. He kept his scarf somewhere. So he didn't have scarf, he didn't go. That is a discipline. Without scarf, he should not go. So he remained there. Then Swami took all with VIPs and Sevadals photograph. And then afterwards he called Shanmugam. Embraced him. And then he blessed him. Touching his head. See the seva he has done. And another time, he borrowed 500 rupees to go to Kodaikanal and serve there. Then when he was taking Padnamaskaram, Swami gave him 500 rupees.
Wow, nice.
Then later on, with one lung, he never misses any service. He does lot of service, lot of medical camps. Goes to Kodaikanal, and every Prasanna Seva, he will come here and do, he will work in Sevadal canteen as a leader.
Wow, that is very, very inspiring.
Yes, yes.
With just one functioning lung, with so much health problem, still he is
100% faith in Bhagavan, nothing. Then Bhagavan has looked after him, his family.
Now, sir, talking about Prasanna Seva, can you throw some light on the unique software that has been developed by the Tamil Nadu state?
See, for every batch, batch means that at any time, certain number of people will be there. And they will work for a certain time, period of time. That we call it a batch. Mm. It's a long service, like 1 month, we will have 3 batches. Mm. Short period, like 15 days, 2 batches. Mm. For each batch, we will have roughly 1,000 sevadas earlier. Minimum 750 are required. Mahilas also will be same number. Now when 1,000 people come, you see, they have to report for, suppose we take over on 15th, on 14th itself 1,000 people should come.
Mm.
And when they come in such number to register, take their names, allot them to suitably to particular sector or service, it takes a lot of time and it's annoying for the people who come all the way traveling and then sitting. Mm. So we have thought about it for a long time. Then I said, why not we have something when he comes, when I click, his record should come, where he worked and all that. And another button, I'll put which sector is allotted, a printout should come, he should go.
Okay.
On that, our software people, our Sevadal, they have developed it. Now, it is improved our, the people who come immediately are, sent away with allotment.
Okay.
That has helped quite a lot. And Andhra also wanted to emulate this. They have sent their people for training. We have given the software. It's up to them. You know, this will work only if all the data of the people are stored.
Okay.
7,000 members data is stored. New members come, we again add.
Mm.
So we work with 6 computers. 4 computers will be for registering. Once they register, 2 computers are for allotment.
Mm.
We use. Then 7,000 members, anybody who comes from any, you simply say name and something will get the details.
So as and when new devotees join the Swami's organization as Sevadal, they should enter their details and get registered.
So then they come here.
Okay, come to Prashanti Seva.
Yes, yes.
So this makes the whole Prashanti Seva much easier.
Much easier.
And it's very much structured, organized.
And what we have done this time, last time also, some of the youth who cannot come for 10 days or 12 days, they can't take leave. We ask them, come and do this registration work with their laptops.
Okay.
So they are given chance to work. See, we have to utilize their services.
Yes.
And during this Prashanti Seva, normally it should be smooth, but sometimes something happens, we have to attend to that.
Mm.
Other than regular service activities. Somebody falls sick.
Mm.
And somebody's, something happened, we have to send them. So there will be a constant movement of a few sevadas. Mm. And new sevadas will call. Mm.
So now let's talk about the activities in Tamil Nadu state. So let's start with the SSS VIP activities. So before that, please give us some statistics about how many SS VIP villages are there in Tamil Nadu, the number of bhajan mandalis, active workers, etc.
We have about 408 samitis.
Oh, in Tamil Nadu, okay.
Tamil Nadu.
Hmm.
And there are 472 bhajana mandalis. And now at present we have about 373 samitis. That is the last period, 408, and then 482 bhajana mandalis. And then total number of members, maybe 30,000.
Okay.
30,900. This SSS VIP villages, we have 109. We are working in 109 villages in 27 districts.
Hmm.
Different cares, individual care,
yes,
educational care, health care. All those things are covered in this. There are 7 cares.
Yes. So the volunteers go weekly basis?
They go every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
To the village. A team will go. The Sevadal, Jan Sevadal will be going to the individual houses and distribute to needy people. There's old people who cannot cook and all that. Amrita Kalsam contains provisions like rice, dal, oil for their cooking food. this may be for 1 week or 1 month.
Mm.
And it is given only to those people who are old, who cannot work.
Mm.
Such people are given this. And we also request the neighbors to cook their food and give to them.
Mm.
And also, the doctor also will come that time. And they will check the patients. Then Balvika's gurus will be there. They will hold Balvika's classes for the children. Such activities are going on. And besides that, there is also training for women in tailoring. And in fact, in Magaral village, that is a village, 100 SSV VIP village, taken up by Chennai South. There, no, they got an import order for making bags,
okay,
cloth bags. And then provided machines, and ladies, they stitch and yarn per bag certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do it in a day, so many bags, they will get a certain amount. And there will be a supervisor among themselves, mm-hmm, among them, group. And it's working very well. Like that, some other places also they are doing it.
Now, can you share some transformational incidents that you have seen in this, either in the beneficiaries or in the volunteers?
They come for service here, Prasanth Seva service. They have seen our people working there, and they want to do also take up such. And
these villagers?
Villagers. Ah. Some of them, they see our Sevadal volunteers working, spending their time with them, and then they do want to take part in this Seva activities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They come here for Prasanth Seva. Even now, one group is there from one village,
mm-hmm,
from Chennai North, and they are doing service. They are all illiterates also,
mm-hmm,
but they can do the work, physical work. Besides that, the SSV VIP villages, we also do National Narayan Seva.
Mm-hmm.
This National Narayan Seva was introduced basically to give food to very poor people who are really hungry people. Methodology is that while we are cooking for ourselves, cook for them also, same thing, pack it and search for a person who is hungry, give him. If that is not possible, whatever provisions are required are put in a barrel in a samiti or in Sundaram also we have that, rice, dal and all that. They will be cooked for Narayan Seva.
Now, sir, talking about Sundaram, which literally means divine beauty, can you tell, sir, when it was inaugurated and how?
Sundaram was inaugurated on 19th January 1982.
Okay.
Mm. It is really charming building, very nice, beautiful.
In fact, as you said, 1982 was the year when you joined the Sevadal.
Yes,
in Hyderabad. Okay.
And, 82, of course, they immediately after starting, they have conducted a study circle classes, were given in our guidelines.
Hmm.
I attended full session.
In Sundaram, sir?
Sundaram.
Okay.
Sundaram. First study circle conducted in Sundaram. And after completing only, I was transferred to Hyderabad.
Hyderabad, okay. So, inauguration of Sundaram, Swami had come to Chennai?
Swami has come, but I was not among the volunteers at that time.
So now, how is the ambience at Sundaram right now?
It's beautiful. Actually, you know, Swami to indicate his presence on when he was admitted in a hospital, there was a big photo in the veranda, Vibhuti started coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Swami's Samadhi, there is another big photo inside Mandir. Vibhuti started coming inside.
Okay.
And there is a thrilling incident that one IAS officer, very ardent devotee of Bhagawan, he was feeling that he has not come here to have a darshan of Samadhi because he was in important portfolio in Chennai. Then Swami came in his dream and told him, "Why, you are an idiot. I am here only.
Sundaram.
Sundaram. they have not kept the pillow. My head is, neck is aching. And they have not kept, and the walls are too bright for my eyes. Then immediately told the custodian or Ramani Garu. Then morning custodian went and opened and saw the pillow. The bhajan boys, they cleaned the bed every week and then put the new pillow, I mean pillow cover and all. That time they kept the pillow on the chair. And the walls also are bright and immediately they changed. Every day he will check up whether the pillow is there or not. So Swami's presence, Swami is there. Of course, like in Sundaram, everywhere he is there.
Yes, yes. So now moving forward, sir, please tell about the Sri Satya Sai healthcare project of Tamil Nadu.
Yes. Yeah, that is about 60 hospitals have come forward to offer one bed to a patient anytime.
Free of cost.
Free of cost.
Treatment is free.
Treatment is free of cost. And of course the patient has to be screened by Sai Krupa. That is a medical center run by us, by our organization, near Sundaram. So they have to refer to the hospital.
So these 60 hospitals from all over Tamil Nadu, are they private hospitals?
All of them are private hospitals.
Multi-speciality hospitals.
Also are there.
So it makes a 60-bedded super-speciality hospital.
Hospital, yeah, correct.
Free super-speciality hospital, that too.
Correct. Yes.
So, among the patients, can you share some transformations or some divine interventions that you know?
We have one project called Reach Out with Love. All these persons who had operations here in hospitals,
Swami's hospital.
Swami's super specialty hospitals, they come from different parts of Tamil Nadu. We have got the addresses, and our sevadal go, they are going, contacting them, inquiring about their welfare, and telling them that they can come to our samiti, motivating them. And then also, if further treatment is required, that is, if they have to go back for checkup and all that, many people neglect. So that also they help, they tell them, and they are doing it. In every district they are doing this, Reach Out with Love. We also have, you know, incidentally, this blood donation by members of the organization. We call it as liquid love.
Okay.
In Sundaram also it is there, in Coimbatore it is there, in different places it is there. So we have a complete registry of many members with different blood groups. So when we get the request from the hospitals or the patients, then we immediately send those members. Of course they have to give 6 months gap. Thousands of people are there.
In fact, this Reach Out with Love program is something similar to what the devotees in Kerala are doing also. They have got something called Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. So, the patients who get treated in Swami's hospital, super specialty hospital, mainly the cardiac patients, when they go back, the follow-up checkup is done by sevadas. Like, they go to the patient's house and they take care and see that they are taking the medicines properly.
Yeah. Such approach also will help in the patient.
Yes, that's right.
Talking them with love. That's what our people are doing now in different places.
Now, going to the education sector, sir, are there any Satya Sai schools in Tamil Nadu?
There are 9 schools in Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
And they are doing very well. One is in Krompet. That is called Satya Sai Educare Center. And all of them implement Vidyavahini. And very good record of 100% pass. And then one boy came third in the state. In 10th standard.
Okay.
So they're all doing very well.
So how are these schools different from other schools, other private and other government schools?
Yes, our schools are fully, human values are integrated in this. You know. Whatever Swami taught us, or the value system, has been integrated into the education system. So a boy who comes out of that, he is quite different from others. His character, attitude will be definitely different from others.
Are these schools residential schools?
Some of them are residential schools. Chittor, Krombet.
So the students are taught to sing bhajans, chant Vedam.
Yeah, first morning session starts with prayers, bhajans.
That's nice. In fact, this is what makes it unique, I think.
Unique. They are definitely, the Satisai schools are unique.
Now, sir, going forward about the disaster management program. In fact, few months back, I had a detailed discussion about this disaster management program in the state of Tamil Nadu with Tyagarajan sir and others. So you please briefly tell about this program, sir.
Yeah, disaster management attracts youth because it is not just talking about spirituality and all that.
It's more of action oriented.
Action oriented. Then also it is very much needed.
Yes.
And you are seeing in the world so many calamities, natural calamities. Every other day we are seeing that. And we do not know how to cope up with that. And for that, our people have taken up this disaster management programs, training people. It is really wonderful. So far we have trained 41,098 persons trained. You know, out of this, 2,042 policemen were trained.
Oh, is it? Wow.
You may wonder, policemen do not know about disaster management. No, they want this. That is really interesting. And they are going great. They are doing in schools, colleges and all that. Now, what is the difference between disaster management training of Government of India, that National Disaster Management Institution and all that? Ours, every training program will include values.
Human values also.
Human values are taught. And the boys are taught to love their parents.
Give respect
that,
to them.
That will touch them very much, loving their parents. And then they were ready, even in Uttarakhand time, they were ready to go, but then they advised not to go. Any disaster, anywhere, they are ready to go. In Tamil Nadu also, they are, because they are trained everywhere. And these boys who are trained are taught about human values and incidentally about Swami also, Bhagwan. We are from Satsang organization, they also would like to come and do seva. That is one way of motivating youth, to bring the youth into our organization.
In fact, the commendable job that these people who have been trained by this have done during the 2004 tsunami, right?
Tsunami. Yeah, it's a huge, big disaster. And, you know, that time, you know, the deaths will be more. Such big calamity. And taking the bodies, dead bodies, cattle and all that. That was a very big task. And these people, our people, did not hesitate to lift the bodies and before anyone else came to that. That is why another thing. You know, Swami also has built them houses there.
Okay, for the victims.
Protection, victims.
Okay, so now moving further, I wanted to talk about the unique service project of Tamil Nadu, that is the seed facilitation. In fact, few months back, we had a conversation with Mr. K. Sai Prasad, who is very much involved in this. You please brief about this a little bit.
Normally, farmers have difficulty in getting seeds from government. Government actually subsidized rates. But then, the small farmers, it becomes very difficult to approach the government. You have to go through so many things, you know, bureaucracy, difficult. So, our Sai Prasad and others, the district presidents, they work as catalysts. And they facilitate the farmer to get seeds from government.
Okay.
They are already done about in few districts. And they are very happy. Farmers will be having good seeds and at subsidized rates. This is a very good thing for farmers and done by Satisai organizations. That is going on well. They are covering different districts. I would like to mention here that we also train security guards. Safety and security guards.
Okay. This must be coming as part of the disaster management program?
No. It is separate. You know, nowadays any corporate houses and other places, you have security personnel in different trusts. They are mostly untrained. Some agencies, they will, of course, basic things they will teach and send them. And they distribute these people among the companies, whoever wherever request comes.
Now, how is this training different from that?
This is, we give them, besides the drill and other practical exercises required for security guards, they also have spoken English classes.
Okay.
And Hindi classes also. And our people will every day talk to them about values, system, spirituality, importance of yoga, and then omkaram, all this meditation. That is also included. 30 days program. At the end of the program, after that they complete. It is so synchronized that our presence starts. Tamil Nadu's presence. After their training is over, they will come and join in presence seva.
Okay.
And these security guards are put in frisking in Ganesh Gate, and metal detectors here, Kulant Hall, and then canteen gate. This is a project work for them. So after completion of that, they are given certificates in front of Swami's Samadhi in Kulant Hall. Arrange that.
Okay.
So they will never forget Swami. It's all done free of cost for them. Maybe they in collaboration with TBS. And also we have another skill school in Alwar Tirunagiri, Tirunelveli district. This security guards training is done in Thoothukudi district. Whereas this skill school is in Alwar Tirunagiri, wherein we train electricians, plumbers free of cost. And they get employment immediately in collaboration with TBS. TBS is doing that work.
As we spoke, from past 30 years, every year you have been coming to Prashanthalayam for Prashanthi Seva.
Yeah.
And you are right now 79 years 78 years. But still you are the Sevadal coordinator for the entire state of Tamil Nadu. So you have got very much rich experience about Seva. So please tell us, sir, like, how do you motivate and inspire the youth to join the organization and take up service activities? In fact, now the Swami's physical presence is not there, so it must be slightly difficult. So how do you inspire the youth?
First of all, the youth should be imbibed with faith to Bhagavan. They should be made to realize Bhagavan is an avatar. And once they have that faith, then we have to, as role models ourselves, why we are going regularly for seva. That seva only is the bank for our all, not the money we earn. Bhagavan will keep it as a bank, whatever we have done. And it's the time of necessity that will be released by Bhagavan to us without asking. You see, I'll tell you one instant, one Suresh from Rajapalayam is there. He was doing service regularly, and Swami came to Coimbatore. There he went and did service. After Swami left by flight, he was returning in a car with some other Sevadal. The driver was driving too fast. He was all Sevadal. In spite of these people telling him to go slow, he went, and then he lost control. The car went rolling two or three times. And then when these people came out, none of them were injured.
Okay.
This was more or less damaged, car was damaged very much, but none of them were injured, excepting some rib injury and all that. The same Suresh, he had a severe back pain afterwards. The doctor said, yes, we operated. And then he came to Prasanna Seva, came for Prasanna Seva. Unmindful of the back pain, he did task force work, okay. Lifting sand and sending in truck. And to his surprise, and pleasant surprise, he found that the back pain is not there.
Okay.
Do seva, present seva, always thinking about Bhagavan. Your problems will be taken care of him. I have many experiences like that. Everyone has got experience like that. Everyone. You ask him why. All these things are taken care of by Bhagavan. So we have to inspire youth. 2 or 3 months before coming here, we have conduct what we call it as sadhana camps.
So what is this camp? What happens in this?
Sadhana camps are mainly meant for, as far as our present seva is concerned, to strengthen the faith of our members, all the members. In each district we conduct. We assemble all the members and by good speakers we inspire them and strengthen their faith. And new members will be coming, you know, for them to make them aware of the avatarhood of Bhagavan, glory of Bhagavan. And once after that, we want to teach them about the discipline in that sadhana camps. And finally, we tell about the importance and of prasanna seva, and then tell them how to conduct themselves during prasanna seva. So we train them for prasanna seva in sadhana camps.
Okay.
Other sadhana camps are done for different purpose. They are to spirituality, then some service activity will be there, and from morning to evening, like a retreat. But this is not a retreat. This is for briefing the sevadana. We expect every district to do that before sending the sevadana here. It's good, actually. We meet the people. All of us, many from our office, that is organization, coordinators visit all the districts, go around.
Okay, sir. So thank you very much for joining me today and talking about the various service activities that Bhagavan's devotees are involved in from the state of Tamil Nadu, and also about the Prashanti Seva. In fact, it's very inspiring that from Tamil Nadu they come thrice a year, right?
Thrice a year, yeah. I'm grateful to Bhagavan, and also thank you very much for giving this opportunity to talk on Radio Sai, which is something we cherish. Radio Sai, every day morning our house vibrates with Radio Sai. Morning we switch on and it will go on. And we hear 1 or 2 speeches of Bhagavan. That is inspiring, and bhajans and all that. So it's such a prestigious Radio Sai. You have given me chance to talk. I hope.
It's Bhagavan who has given chance.
Thank you very much.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, greetings from Prashant Nilayam and a warm welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So today in this segment you heard a conversation with Mr. K.M. Rao, the state service coordinator for the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. And as you heard, he shared with us about his journey to Bhagwan's lotus feet, and then he continued to share with us about the various Swami's visits to the state of Tamil Nadu, and then the highlight of the conversation, which was about the various service activities done by Swami's devotees in the state of Tamil Nadu, and also about the Prashanti Seva, where sevadals from the state of Tamil Nadu come to Prashanti Nilayam thrice every year. So, dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this conversation. Your comments, feedback and suggestions are very important and valuable to us in order to improve our programs. So, as always, you can mail them to listener@radiosai.org. Well, the time in our studio is 12:20 p.m. and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. And it's time for me to sign off. I'll be back again next Thursday at 11 a.m. with another Seva story. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off for today. In another 5 minutes from now, Prem and Arvind will take you through the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. So stay tuned and happy listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Ho.
Sai Rangai.